Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir, sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Lamed in the Ohiz V'Hodo edition, Perek Revi, starting Halacha Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Pam achas lo nichnesu lelemin, or the Girsa most is lenamal, atcher hashecha. The namal is the port, meaning they were on the boat. Who was on the boat? It was the same ones we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Ram Gamliel, Abloz ben Azario, Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Kivo. And the boat reaches the port. But it gets to the port only when it becomes dark, when it's ready, the Friday night, Leil Shabbos. Amulei Ram Gamliel, Ma'anu Leirit, can we go down from the boat? Or we're not kohenei shvis in this place, and we're not allowed to go down from the boat. Amulei Mutar, Shkva Hayiti Mistakel, Vayinu B'toich HaTchum Ad Shelo Yechashecha. So you could go down, because the boat reached the Tchum before it was dark. We were within 2,000 amah of the port before it was dark, and therefore when Shabbos came in, we were already in the Tchum of the city where the port is. Says the Gemara, Pamachas Tanichas Sula Lemon, V'chulei, quoting the Mishnah, says the Gemara, how did Ram Gamliel know, how he was able to figure out that they were within 2,000 amah of the port? Says the Gemara, Metzudois Ayuloi Ram Gamliel, Shamashir Bo'eno B'meishur. The Metzudos refers here to binoculars, as Reb Chaim points out. And with these binoculars, Reb Gamliel used to see, he used to measure the distance when he was on dry land. And he knew that there's certain distance he could figure out with when he was looking through his binoculars. When he looked in the window, in the sea on the boat, he knew that he's within 2,000 amo to the port. Ask the Gemara of Elam Ali Hachlo Chashecho. Why he need to be within 2,000 amo of the port before it's dark? Even if they reached there only once it was dark. Didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah? The one that they took him out on Shabbos and put him in an enclosed area so he can walk the entire area on Shabbos. So why according to Gamliel, you have to be within 2,000 amo before Shabbos came in? This port, which was Muk of Mechitzes, was greater than two seas. The only you can walk the entire area if it's within two seas. If it's more than two seas, you can't. So that's why Gamliel says, don't worry, we're within the Tchum before Shabbos. And continues the Gemara to mention other conditions have to be met according to Gamliel. First of all, that you mechitzes gvor tzasar, they have to be at least 10 tfachim in height. Velo yipritzes yoisemes, and the opening should not be more than 10. Because if it's open more than 10, it's not an opening, and then it ruins the mechitzo. Velo yoimet keneged oimet, do parts keneged parts. Also, one opening should not, on one side, should not be across from another opening on the other side. Because then it's parts from mishtei tzadim, and because mefulash, so it doesn't work as a mechitzo. So what the Gemara mean to say is that you need all these conditions to be met in order to use the mechitzo. And even if one of them is missing, or don't believe you can't use it, that would be the case over here. One of the conditions were not there, and that's why he need to tell them that they were within the tchum before Shabbos came in. Halacha Gimel zok Mishnah, Mishi Yotzo Birshus, someone who went out of the tchum because he was allowed to do it, either for Eidus HaChodesh to come and testify on the moon, or he was coming to save somebody. But then they told him, too late, we don't need you anymore. Whatever was required was already done. Still, he's allowed to walk Alpayim Amo. That's at the Karan Derabanan, so people will be encouraged to go out. If they go out, they don't lose the area. They could still walk 2,000 Amo to each place. If wherever he is now, the new place, is within 2,000 Amo to his own Tchum, Kidu lo yotzo. In other words, then he could go back to his own tchum. Shekola yotzim la'atzil chorzim l'mkoyim. Anybody's going out to save and to do things he's allowed to do. If it's within the tchum of his own tchum, meaning his new location is within 2,000 amo to 2,000 amo of his original location, so and it's connecting these tchumim, he could go back to his original one, and then he becomes go back to his original state, and he has only the 2,000 amo from his original location. So the Gemara Mishiyotza B'shus V'chulei, Delachen Manu. I mean, in other words, what would we think without the Mishnah? What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Yaseki Mishiyotza B'oynis. It's like someone went out, he went out forcefully, he was put in a place in the middle of Shabbos. V'lo yilu ala arba amasish. Maybe you have only four amas. V'fu ken tzuch mima yishlo apayim amal chol yuruch. That's very clear. He has not only four amas, he has 2,000 amas from wherever he is. Omer V'chuno, Vehem shiyu arba'amus oichlis b'tchum Tveryo u'b'tchum Migdalo. Says Rav Huno, when we said that if he gets his new location, and from his new location there's 2,000 amos, to go back to his original tchum, it needs to be that at least they have four shared amos that both tchumim were eating from each other. In other words, tchum is 2,000 amos. If from his original house until his new location is 3,996 amos, which means that from his house, 2,000 amos, he goes 2,000 amos from his house. And if you go 2,000 amos from his current location, you have four amos, which they share together. So then he can go back to his original location. But you have to have at least these four amos that they're shared together. But the Gemara mentions your Tverio and Migdalon, that brings you an example. If you have the city of Tverio and the city of Migdalon, if in between the space is that if you go 2,000 amos from Migdalon or 2,000 amos from Tverio, you'll share together four amos in the tchum. Continues the Gemara Daflam on the old base and says, Rechuno b'shem avado barachvo, Revloi b'shem v'shir melokish. They come to argue and they say, Afilu yotzo l'migdalo v'chazor kilu lo yotzo. Meaning, explanation in this shita is, you don't have to have the tchumim swallow from each other. As long as the tchumim are next to each other. Meaning, if there's exactly 4,000 amo between the two cities, so then you can go from one tchum, go back to his original tchum, go back to his original house. Continues the Gemara and says, Ebi shua de roimu aboy. He asked the following question. At kedoin b'yotze shoykik, v'afilu yotzo mezit. If a person yotza b'shoygi, he went out, he thought he was going to save, he thought he was going to do something beneficial, but he didn't do it. So he was yotza b'shoygi. Then what happens if someone's yotza b'mezit, meaning he purposely left the city for no good reason, and then afterwards he decided to be matzil? Does he have the same takon of chazal that he could go back to his original location? So the Gemara, Pinchos b'stis omer, can you learn from the Mishnah? Shkola yotzim la'atzil choyzim lim koyman. So these words are extra. We have to add the words, if they go out, they come back. To tell you, even they went out for the wrong reasons. But if they, at the end of the day, they're a matzil, they can go back to their place. Now, according to Reb Chaim's second explanation, the following words of the Gemara is a new thing. It says, Gemara, when they come back, they can bring their weapon with them. So if they're coming to be matzil, to bring the weapon, and the weapons are to come and fight the Oivim, as we'll see in a moment. So when they come back, they can bring the weapons with them. Saying more the following. Tani goyim shebo'u la'yoros esmuchos l'sfar. So came goyim, and they captured cities which are next to the border of Eretz Yisrael. Even though, litol me'em afilu tevin afilu heitzim, they didn't come to fight. They just came to steal some straw or some wood. Yoitzim aleim bezaynum, you could go out with the weaponry, or machzir into zaynum koyim, and then come back with the weaponry. What's the reason? Because cities that are sitting on the sfar, on the border, or it's very dangerous. The Goyim can capture that place and from there conquer the entire Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the din is that you could go fight them even if they're coming for something small. If they came into cities which are swallowed within the border of Eretz Yisrael, but they're not on the border itself, so you can't go with weapons, and you can't bow these nefoshes, only if they're coming to fight to kill. So then you can come with weapons to save nefoshes. Says the Gemara now, but Rishonim you molchim tazaynim labayis shusomach lechoyim. Originally, they took the weapons and they didn't come. They didn't carry it in the city. They took it to the first house that they reached in the city. The first house next to the wall. Pamachas bolem asoynim. Then came the haters, meaning the enemy. Vayumatchikim litol tazayn. So they were attacked. They ran back to that house, the first house of the city, and trying to gather all the weapons. So they tramped on each other and they killed each other more than they were killed by the enemy. So this is from there Chachamim learn that each one takes the weapons with him to his house, to wherever he's going. He doesn't leave it in one location because it could be dangerous. They learn from this mindset that the weapons should be with him the whole time. And even though it's maybe muktzah or unnecessary, because they're doing la'atzil, they can use the weapon, not only take it, but also return it back to the original location. Halacha da zog de mishnah. Mishi yosho baderech ve'omat. So someone goes, he's walking the way, he sits in one place, and suddenly he realizes, once Shabbos came in, that he's next to a city. So because he didn't have an intention to be shavus in the city, he didn't know the city was there. So therefore, that should not be his location, and his mokum shvisa is right next to the city, counts 2,000 amah from there, that's what Amir says. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He could rely on the city and make the city his Mokor Shviso. Rabbi Yehuda says they'll bring a story through Tarfon. That's exactly what happened there at Tarfon. Tarfon was going on the way. He reached the city. He didn't realize it was a city. In the morning, he said, oh, I'm in the city. And he used the city as his location, as his Mokor Shviso. So Chomer answering to Rabbi Yehuda, you bring your rabbi from Tarfon. Maybe this Bismendrish where he went to in the city was within 2,000 amo of his location where he was. He was shaved in a certain location. From there, he can walk 2,000 amo. Within the 2,000 amo was that Bismendrish that Warren Bavli brings. He went to the Bismendrish via Durish Kolayim Kuloy. There's no rabbi that he made the city his location. Oh, maybe. Shema Ikra Atzul living here in Berd Yoy. Maybe he knew there was a city over there, and his mindset was to have Shvisa in the city before Shabbos came in. So Hashka time you found the verse that says Veshachri Zorcho Achamo in the morning at sunrise. Omer Lo Rebbe Ayir Lefanecho Lekeikanes. Here is the city. Just come in. Meaning there's a raya that clearly Rabbi Tarfon did not know that the city was there because only in the morning he came and told him, here's the city. So don't tell me Rabbi Tarfon knew when he was shivus in the city. He didn't even realize the city was there until the morning. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Lamed.